Super Wild Card Weekend starts Saturday. What, two games Saturday, three Sunday, one on Monday night. It's a perfect time to talk to Aaron Schatz. He's the Chief Analytics Officer of FTN Fantasy. He's the creator of DVOA, and he joins us now. And Aaron, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I got to ask you first and foremost, as we sit here in Baltimore, your thoughts on the firing of John Harbaugh.
Yeah, it's wild that it happened. Look, I'm a big John Harbaugh fan. You know, he gives a quote for our book every year. So, you know, it's hard for me to say anything bad about the guy. I think he's a great coach. I understand the idea that after a while that a certain coach's style may get stagnant with a team to the point where it might be better off for both that coach and the team for him to get a fresh start elsewhere. And that is what happened with Andy Reid and the Eagles. And both Andy Reid and the Eagles were better off for it. So I understand that idea. I'm still a little shocked. Mm-hmm. If Tyler Loop hits that field goal, are we even talking about this? I mean, obviously we're not until after the wild card right. game, but are we even talking about this a week from now, right? If he makes that field goal, are we even talking about this a week from now?
Well, Aaron, twofold. Out of the jobs that are currently open, is there a spot that you're keeping an eye on where John Harbaugh could land? And are there any names that the Ravens should keep in mind for their next head coach?
Well, everyone seems to feel like Harbaugh to the Giants is happening. I'm sure you guys have talked about that rumor. That seems to be the way that people think that the dominoes are falling, that he likes Jackson Dart, that he likes the organization, and that's what's going on. The name that I keep bringing up for the Ravens is Brian Flores. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at the Ravens and you look at a defense that has such a hard time rushing the passer, and you look at a defensive mind, one of the best defensive minds in the game, who is great at manufacturing pass pressure without necessarily using his edge rushers, mm-hmm. although he had really good edge rushers in Minnesota. But and a guy who, you know, has learned from the best, learned from Belichick, had some success at his first head coaching stop. I think you need to figure out what happened personality-wise between him and various Dolphins. But he seems to get along with everyone in Minnesota very well. And I will say, I'm not in the locker room. I don't know these guys. But Lamar Jackson and Tua seem like two very different dudes mm-hmm. to me. So, like, as far as their personalities.
What do you think of the offseason checklist here in terms of personnel? Like, the left tackle might be on borrowed time. You know, he's had multiple ankle surgeries, and they kept him on the cheap because, well, I don't know how many other physicals he might have passed or what was out there for him. His agents didn't think much. The center might be walking. You know, Bateman looks like his time here is done. D-Hop was a one-year rental. So, you know, they kept Andrews, but probably losing likely. That's an odd one to me. And then defense, they need an interior pass rush. They need edge rush. Roquan Smith at $20 million for another year. Oof. Woody, everybody always saying it's a great roster, it's a great roster, it's a great roster. Is it a great roster now?
No, there's definitely some holes opening up. I think they want to keep Linderbaum. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to make sure, you know. The reason why they didn't give him the fifth year was because the fifth year
the
is
price,
based on all
yes.
five
yes.
positions, right? Not just center. But they want to give him a big center contract. So it's probably going to happen. And Roquan is still a good player. That might be a little bit of an overpay. The other thing I'd say is I think you can certainly hope that Mike Green improves in year two, right? When you take a guy in the second round who's well-regarded like he was. But, yeah, there are definitely some holes opening up in some places where they need to fit wide receiver, definitely. And, yeah, they need to either replace Stanley or have an heir apparent in place for Stanley should he deal with injuries next year.
Talking with Aaron Schatz, Inside Access here on The Fan. Aaron, I'm old enough to remember we had you on maybe a couple years ago, and the Ravens were the best yeah. DVOA team of all time. How bad was this team?
They were like sixth or seventh of all time. I don't want anybody to feel like they were higher than like the 85 Bears. Right? This team was 14th for the year. So obviously, you know, still above average, yeah. Despite the losing record, but a fall from where they were last year. They were 11th on offense, 17th on defense. They were better running than they were passing and better in run defense than they were in pass defense.
Aaron, let's get to the playoffs, and it is really wide open. But let's start with the AFC. Who's the favorite in your eyes?
I mean, the Broncos are the favorite because the Broncos have the bye week, and the bye week matters. But the AFC is very evenly matched, which is part of the reason why the bye week matters, because it's very evenly matched. And if you have the bye week, you can't lose in the first week. The best team right now, by my numbers, using my weighted numbers that give more weight to the end of the season, is actually the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Interesting, huh? I like them.
They are tremendously balanced right now. The running game has sort of not done well the last few weeks, but their passing game has been excellent. They are a surprisingly good defense. Really good job from Anthony Campanile, who is their defensive coordinator, because it's not like they have a lot of big names other than Josh Hind-Allen and Trevon Walker on that defense, and they've played really well. And then I have the Patriots and Texans. And, you know, I mean, any team in the AFC can really do it, including, by the way, the Steelers, although I don't think they will. But the Patriots are playing their best football right now, right? I mean, they lost two of their first three games. And ever since then, yeah, it's been an easy schedule, but the only loss was 3 points to the Bills.
I still find myself looking at this NFC tournament bracket. And it, look, I thought they were going to the Super Bowl before the season started. So maybe it's or at least the championship game. So maybe that's my bias. I still favor the Rams, but am I skewed? Like, I kind of feel like this week could kind of be like a mini bye. So you're playing, but you probably don't have to play your A-plus game and go crazy to beat the Panthers. The one seed is a team that they match up with well. And, I mean, we all know what it took for Seattle to win that one the last time. So I don't think they'd be scared going up to Seattle thinking we can hang 30 or 40 on a team. Nobody does that to if we have to. I fancy the Rams. Do you fancy the Rams?
You know, a lot of people feel like the NFC is like the AFC, in which it's anybody's game except the Panthers. My numbers disagree. My numbers have the Seahawks and Rams far ahead of the rest of the conference. Mm-hmm. And I understand the idea that we don't trust Sam Darnold. And if you don't trust Sam Darnold, then what you have is the Rams ahead of the rest of the conference. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think you're crazy. I think the Rams, even as the five seed, the Seahawks are the favorite because the Seahawks have the bye week. But the Rams look really good. They are the strongest offense in the league by a lot.
Yeah.
By a lot this year. And also fourth on defense. And I know we're all waiting for Sam Darnold to implode in the playoffs. No matter how good that Seahawks defense and special teams are, we're all waiting for the implosion. But they've been running the ball really well lately, the Seahawks, so Darnold may not have a chance to implode.
Aaron Schatz, always great chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
FTNFantasy.com is the website, so check it out, folks.
Thank you
so much, FTN Fantasy. He is the creator of DVOA. Coming up next on Northern Exposure, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready for a playoff game. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers next. It's Northern Exposure here on The Fan.
Make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
There he is, Mike Tomlin. He made my six-pack list of coaches I'd want the Ravens to have. He said he don't want to hear about hypotheticals. Steelers are moving on. The Ravens are not.
Look, I'm the guy who told you Harbs.
Yes, Harbs for
three
Tomlin.
For Tomlin. I'd have done it in midseason. I'd done a midseason coach swap, Bone.
Bone's not into it.
You're getting the same guy. They're different. They're different personalities, but it's the same result. It is the same result. You're both
in a different place. You don't know that. So when Andy Reid left, he's going to go to Kansas City and lose five straight championship games.
That's a great point, Bob.
No, he went and won four Super Bowls or whatever.
Three, yeah. Been to five.
18 seasons for Mike Tomlin. He has won a single playoff game in four of 18 seasons. Find that anywhere in sports. Seriously, find that anywhere in sports.
Let me ask you this. Mike Tomlin or Kevin Stefanski? Who would you rather have as the coach of the Ravens?
You're going to kill me for it, but I want something different. I want something different.
So you would say Kevin Stefanski?
I would. Yes.
You're shaking your head too back there?
Oh, really? I'm surprised you're on
me
that.
Me too.
I'm shocked because I know you're a Tomlin
Stefanski
guy.
Interests me a little bit.
I would take Tomlin over Harbs, but Tomlin doesn't call plays. You know, like,
That's fine.
Andy Reid does.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, but how many guys can call plays and manage the game? Tomlin, not many.
Mike Tomlin's a better quote.
You think John Kevin Stefanski's Andy Reid?
No. I'm not talking about in terms of Stefanski. I'm talking about when Andy Reid went elsewhere and won. Could Tomlin do it? Andy Reid calls plays. It's
He doesn't. He does when he has to. He let Bieniemy do it for a while.
And then he took over when it really matters.
I think he does it.
But this is still Northern exposure, but I haven't said this yet today. Kevin Stefanski would be high on my list. I didn't give a six pack. Kevin Stefanski is a two-time.
The Bone Simulator should spit out percentages of each guy to get the job.
He's a two-time Coach of the Year in Cleveland. He won a playoff game in Cleveland. He got Deshaun Watson thrown on him in 2022, hamstrung everything for him. He didn't want Deshaun Watson. The idiot owner made that trade and went to a fully guaranteed contract. I think Kevin Stefanski is a damn good coach. And he knows the AFC North, and I think he would do well here. Do I think they're going to hire him?
Probably not. Tomlin.
Because it's just the same guy, dude. Like, I want something different.
Stefanski is not some dynamic.
Stefanski might be able to get Schwartz with him. That's awesome.
100% could get Schwartz. Yeah. But he's not. That's a good point. Stefanski has no
personality. You can get Schwartz by himself. I mean, they're blowing it up in Cleveland.
Stefanski's got no personality. I grant you that. But, like, Steelers fans don't want Harbaugh. I don't want Mike Tomlin.
Steelers fans don't want Harbaugh? Is that a thing? Are you sure about that?
I don't know that, but
Where did that come from?
Please bring him to Pittsburgh. Why would you want him? They're the same. Like, we bitch about the same things in these towns. The lack of postseason success. Tomlin got to the Super Bowl right away. Harbs got to a Super Bowl after a couple years and have done nothing since.
Can I ask, since you did allude to it, who is your list, Bone?
I'm glad we didn't. I know we're like, screw
Tomlin and Rodgers. Who is your list of coaches?
I would say the two top guys for me. I would say Stefanski
better be in it now because you take him over Tomlin, who's going to the Hall of Fame.
I would say Stefanski and Flores. I think if you want to be aggressive in trying to get one of those college guys, would you rather have Stefanski or Flores? Probably Stefanski.
So Stefanski's your number one choice.
He's very high for me. Yes, he is very high for me.
That's interesting.
It's not a sexy name.
Yes.
I mean, it's fine. I could live with it.
But I think it's a good hire. I think Stefanski would do really well with Lamar Jackson.
Stefanski or Marcus Freeman?
I would take Freeman.
I would drive to South Bend tomorrow to get Freeman.
There you go. Let's get in the car, Ben. There's nothing stopping you.
Except for your job and water bet, but you can do it from the road.
I just don't see Freeman as a legit possibility. I mean, it definitely makes that call. I'll try for it, but I don't see him leaving.
Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers, shall we?
He's going to have a hard time topping the bone.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
that was good.
It's just the top, like, I don't know.
Cut 16, Beltway Ben, you said
so
was good.
Hate for this pitch for Omar and Mike Tomlin.
He does. No playoff
wins.
You
got a lot of malice in your heart for those guys.
I just think it's a vastly overrated organization.
Say it with your chest, Bob.
Beat these guys twice.
They did. They own the Ravens.
Aaron Rodgers, things working that hadn't worked all year.
Well, we got a lot of talented guys, a lot of capable guys. Proud of the way that we responded. You know, there's some things that happened in the game that we've been trying to get to the entire season, hadn't really shown up. Like Pat on the second last drive had a big, double up stutter down the middle completion. We've been talking about that thing since Latrobe.
Couldn't do it against anybody.
Haven't really had a lot of opportunities, but he ran just an absolute beautiful route that kind of set us up. Then we had the craziness of the helmet conking out and the personnel group as we had on the field and the wristband. I mean, it was chaos, but we got to a good call there on third down to run it in, and then the 2-minute drive, started off with a nice quick game completion, and I thought we were efficient and had a chance on third down to go to Cal, and he ran a good route and we made it happen.
It's a lot of Roethlisberger
twice,
in this game.
Also
another thing, here's a goal for the Steelers. Don't get run out of the gym immediately. Because the 6-game losing streak that they're on in the playoffs, they've been outscored 73-0. Again, 73-0 in the first quarter. So maybe don't get ran out of the gym early.
Yes. Hey,
they've gone 69 straight games scoring 7 points or less in the first quarter. 69.
Oh, you, Beltway Ben says we should
NFL
hit
record.
We should hit 12, speaking of this first quarter playoff games. Here's Tomlin talking about it.
I don't know that I've analyzed it in that way. As I mentioned, man, so many of these guys don't share that experience, and so it's less relevant. I'm really just trying to put together a good plan for this collective in an effort to combat what we anticipate getting from Houston this week.
Yeah, he don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, he's aware.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys don't share in that glory.
I think in that building, they're all aware that, like, we got to be ready to play.
Play a competitive
playoff Let's try
playoff
not to
game.
Get embarrassed
let's play,
in the first
let's
two
play
drives.
A competitive playoff game for the first time in a decade.
Before we step out, let's get back to Aaron Rodgers, and he alluded to his helmet situation.
Aaron, I feel terrible for him.
Please tell us more about the helmet.
I couldn't hear anything. In that situation, you know, you can... Because of the personnel we had on the field, we had big personnel on the field. I mean, Spence was in the game. There's not a whole lot of plays we can get to, you know, that I can just call kind of off the cuff. We did it on the one, and I was thinking, this is way too important. We're down by 4 points. We need a touchdown here. Who cares about the timeouts at this point? I couldn't believe, though, when we got the replacement helmet that one didn't work either. I mean, poor Derek, who's the absolute best, handling the helmets on the sideline.
You know, we're trying to
figure it out, but...
Poor Derek.
It's
He's the best.
It's everybody else's fault, man.
Jason, there's a lot of Ben Roethlisberger at the end in this guy.
Oh, it's the same thing, man.
I can't wait till he's gone.
Oh, well, I cannot be, wait he till might he's already gone. Be gone if these guys could get a damn stop in the fourth
100%.
Quarter.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You get one stop and he's home.
Hey, he might be back, man.
He got to delay his ayahuasca trip now. You think that's realistic that they'll bring him back for another year?
I think he'll tell them, if I can just come back at June for that mini camp again, which they let him do it last year and he never played for him before.
Yeah.
Who are you getting?
For this show and
Kirk
for the Ravens.
Cousins? I mean, what are you, seriously, but what are they getting?
Just keep riding the mediocre roller coaster if you're the Stanford.
They're too smart. They're not doing Kyler. They're not doing Tua. I think they should do Malik Willis. They'll probably be competition. But, I mean, I think they would pick Rodgers over Malik Willis. I wouldn't. But
Jobs for life
would.
In Pittsburgh, just like in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Omar Khan, 3-year contract extension. You've gotten your ass blown out at every playoff game you've been a part of.
Just get through the first quarter alive.
Won the division.
Just get through the first quarter alive.
Won the division. You crap on Eric DaCosta. How many... Number was, one season.
You don't want DaCosta fired. No, you wanted Omar Khan fired to make the playoffs. But you're cool with DaCosta keeping his job.
Because Omar Khan has done nothing.
And DaCosta's done next to nothing.
He was going for his third straight division title.
Yes, he is, which had never happened before in the AFC North. But we don't have time.
Coming up next, John Harbaugh.
All he's got to do is beat the Steelers to win the division. The Steelers are crap. So what does it mean? What does it mean?
They're less than crap. Who are the candidates to replace John Harbaugh? A little purple rain in the forecast. We discuss next. John Harbaugh done with the Ravens after 18 years. So we turn the page, and who will be the next coach of the Baltimore Ravens? Well, Jason, if you had your druthers, who would you like to see be the next head coach of the Baltimore Ravens?
I mean, look, I am fully convinced, and the industry, other NFL executives are convinced that Jesse Minter is DaCosta's guy and that DaCosta will do whatever he can to make that happen. But obviously, Bisciotti's going to have to feel that way as well. I think Jesse Minter is a more than worthy candidate anywhere. I think Jesse Minter here, where it would be easy, it would be convenient. He's already okay with all the things they do and the way they build their team and a product of them, and he already knows the GM. I think you need somebody to come in who, frankly, ideally has done the job before and who's going to have some checks and balances and have some of their own opinions and not just be sort of a product of their environment, because I think their culture is warped and I think their processes are warped. But Steve Spagnuolo would be my guy. He's been a head coach before. He's been around this forever. He's got a similar background to Harbs. He's an Andy Reid family tree. He did it with the Giants. He did it with the Eagles. There was a point in time where he was the hot candidate in all of the NFL. He went to the St. Louis Rams where nobody did well. He didn't do well. He learned that lesson. I'm astonished. Nobody has given him a second chance. He's 65. That's not a death wish. It's not that much different than Harb's age. He comes in, immediately turns your defense around. He immediately commands respect. He's not going to be pushed around by a GM. And I think he would connect with Bisciotti in an interesting way. And I think he also could put together a kick-ass staff. I mean, he's won with athletic quarterbacks. He understands a lot of things. He's been around Andy Reid forever. He's had to go against Andy Reid in practice forever in two stints. Spags would be my top choice. Brian Flores would be way up there. Halfley, the D coordinator of the Packers, who has been a head coach in college at BC. I'm a big fan of his work. Smart people I talk to in the industry. Think he's got great instincts. They like him a lot. I'd like to see them get an audience to at least interview a Lanning or a Cignetti or a Freeman from the college ranks. That might prove to be a bridge too far. They're locked in. They're not leaving. I'd like to see them talk to Anthony Campanelli, the D coordinator of the Jags. And then in terms of the overall staff, like Jim Schwartz, they should talk to him too. Sure. Stefanski, like he wouldn't be my end all be all, like the bone, but he's certainly worthy of strong consideration. I'd like to see them talk to Scott Milanovic. You could interview him and be a head coach. He's coached three teams in the CFL. He's won a Grey Cup as a head coach in the CFL. He's been on good offensive staffs in the NFL as a quarterback coach. He's from this area. He knows this area. He's been around some smart personnel people like, I don't know, Bobby DePaul. Maybe he'd be an interesting OC for Lamar. I'd like to see them talk to Josh McCown. Is he going to be a head coach one day? He is. Would I want to go with a first-time guy here? Maybe not. He's interviewed for head coaching jobs. I think he's got some special sauce. I think if there's a way you could get him on your staff somehow, I think he and Lamar could do damage together. Jim Leonard, I don't know. He was the interim head coach at Wisconsin for a spell. The game keeps skewing more and more like the college game. He's somebody who I would talk to, and maybe he ends up on your staff in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, like a lot of guys on that list that you gave out, and Spags makes a lot of sense. Someone that you didn't mention that's not on the market yet, but if Matt LaFleur gets fired and the Packers lose Saturday, he gets fired, he'd be high up on my list.
He'd probably be number one on my list.
I think we're in agreement there.
Number one there for me. But
Wait one second. Jason, you think the funniest thing could happen, too. If LaFleur gets fired, Harbaugh could end up in Green Bay, correct? And then
I think that would, like, right now, if you made me throw a dart at an opening for Harbaugh, I'd throw it at Atlanta. But if Green Bay opens up, I mean, the history that's there, that's a really good roster. He's already understands that's an old school division of church and state. Like, so he wouldn't have a whole lot of same personnel, but he wouldn't need it. His agent, Brian Harlan, brother of Kevin Harlan, son of Bob Harlan, was an executive with the Packers for generations. Harbs is a Midwest guy, grew up in Ohio, like, sure, listening to some Packers games on the radio back in the day. I think that would resonate deeply with him.
For sure. But the reason I bring up Stefanski, I've been high on him for years whenever we do Northern Exposure. How many times do you think the Browns have made the playoffs since 99, since coming back as an expansion team?
I mean, twice.
Three times.
Okay.
2002, 2020.
Once with Derek Anderson, right?
No. They went 10-6.
They went 10-6 and missed the playoffs. Yeah.
2002, and then the two times with Kevin Stefanski in 2020 and 2023. I just think Cleveland is an impossible situation.
Beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
He did beat the Steelers. And Ben and Marquise Pouncey are crying on the bench.
Didn't Baker throw all over him?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did. I think with Stefanski, it would be a very high floor. I would have, like, that's not going to be a train wreck. I don't think they'll do it because I think optics, they think, oh, well, We're just going to hire a good Browns, for the Browns head coach. I don't think they do it, but I've always thought that Stefanski's a good coach.
Jason, you put in our group chat this morning this Ryan Fitzpatrick video about Brian Flores, and it's how worried are you about his personality?
I mean, he's going to look. If Brian Flores is hired, he's going to have answered more difficult probing questions than any of these other candidates.
Yeah.
Because of the way things unfolded in Miami, and then also obviously the specter of the civil rights lawsuit, or discrimination lawsuit, essentially similar. He will be vetted and sort of threaded in a way that probably runs deeper than, again, I'd say most any other candidate. I believe he's a hell of a football coach. I believe he's a leader, man. And I think he's changed for the better off of that debacle where he tried to be Belichick 2.0, and they all do. Patricia did it. McDaniels did it. Like, almost everyone out of that coaching tree has done it, and done it. Some have been given a chance to do it more than once, and they've peed on their leg more than once. I think he's different. I'd be willing to give him the opportunity if things went through the interview process and I can buy what he's selling. But you're gonna be talking to a lot. He's going to have some people vouching for him. And like Tomlin would vouch for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whatever you may think of Tomlin, Tomlin's voice is going to resonate.
Doesn't resonate with the bone.
Tomlin's the guy who broke his fall in the middle of the whole
lawsuit. Like Tomlin's going to the Hall of Fame.
Stefanski and those guys, the Wilfs, they would vouch for him. So we'll see.
One playoff win in 10 years gets you in the Hall of Fame now, Bud?
Tomlin will go to the Hall of Fame. I am not saying, I just think for both organizations.
No, he's not. He is not.
He'll never be.
Stefanski took that Jimmy Haslam mess and went to two playoffs and won a game.
I just think, dude, that's like a miracle worker for what he
did. Look, I do not hate that.
I get it. There's no personality. It's like a milk toast. Like, yes, all of that. I think he's a damn good coach. I've always thought he's a damn good coach.
It'd be a solid hire.
We think it's going to be Jesse Minter, though, don't we?
Well, I think if the general manager gets his way, it'll be Jesse Minter.
Yeah. Coming up next, more of the bone, his love affair with Kevin Stefanski. It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Not totally Kevin Stefanski, but we're going to look back to where this organization was in 2008 when they hired John Harbaugh, January 2008, compared to now, where they took a chance at that time, but was it because of how significantly different the circumstances are? Did they want to take a chance this go around? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Oh, my God.
It's T-Bone time, TMI.
I let him down during the break.
Floor is yours.
He didn't like my joke.
We are around 18 years ago, around this time.
I enjoyed that.
John Harbaugh was hired to become the third head coach in Ravens franchise history. And I think the organization was at a much different time, where 2006, they went 13-3. They went 1-and-done and lost to the Colts at home in a field goal fest. Mm-hmm. And then things got ugly in 07. They went 5-11. Steve McNair, he ended up retiring a couple of months after John Harbaugh came here. Jonathan Ogden retired. The quarterbacks you had on the roster for Harbs prior to the draft, Kyle Bowler and Troy Smith.
Yep.
Not exactly ready to go. Not exactly ready to
and
win.
Bowler, Mike Tomlin, sure was hurt. Full disclosure, Mike Tomlin would have won at least 9 games in the playoffs.
Yes, he would have. He would have.
Just putting that out there for you, Bone.
No, you're
100%. Not to rain on your TMI.
The defense still had Haloti Ngata in his prime, Ed Reed in his prime, Suggs. They still had Ray Lewis. Hall of Fame guys, but I would say Ray was like 12 years in at that point. But it's still a good player, of course. But Harb's hire, he was more of an unknown at that time. Special teams coordinator, he wasn't their first choice. Jason Garrett was. But I think they were more willing to take that chance, and if there was growing pain, so be it. The Ravens' preseason win total in 2008 was set at 6. They won 11 games, ended up going to the AFC championship and losing to the Steelers. Mm-hmm. But
coached by who, Bon?
That was Mike Tomlin, yes. that was his Super Bowl year. That was his one Super Bowl year.
Yes,
correct.
Yes.
18 years ago.
Kevin Stefanski has your fixation has how many?
But
did more with less.
Yeah. This is a hire to me that. And if they do end up going, even with a mentor, even with a guy that hasn't done it before, of course, you see it out. But to me, I prefer someone who's done the job before, because this isn't a situation in 2026 where you can, all right, you can live with the growing pains. He'll grow into the role of being a head coach. No. Lamar turned 29 today. This is his last full season, regular season, in which he will be in his 20s. You need to get this right. You cannot afford to waste a year, waste a couple of years, and then boom, if this next coach doesn't work out, well, guess what? Eric DaCosta is going to be fired, yeah. And then you're going to have a new GM, a new head coach, and then Lamar's going to be in his 30s. So I just don't know if I'm willing to take that risk of getting someone that doesn't have that experience. And put a poll up on IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. It is live until tomorrow. Would you prefer to see the Ravens hire someone who's been a head coach before in the NFL, or would you like to see a rookie up-and-comer head coach? Rookie up-and-comer, 61.5%.
Wow. A little surprised by that.
38.5%, I want experience.
I did not vote rookie up-and-comer.
I did not either. I voted experience.
You should have had third option.
Like Tomlin.
Retroactively trade yeah. Harbs and a 3 for Tomlin midseason.
Or Kevin Stefanski as an option.
Well, he's experience. He's got the experience.
No, just put him as an on his own.
Yeah, on his own.
Yes. I had no idea you had such a Stefanski fetish.
I've been taken up for the guy for years now. I just think he's gotten such a raw deal in Cleveland, and he's made the most of it.
Yeah, I like the hire at the time. I think you could do a lot worse. I don't know that he's. I don't know that Lamar is going to be super fired up about because he's an offensive guy, and I don't.
I'll say it again. I don't think this city would be super fired up with a Kevin Stefanski, and I acknowledge
it's like getting
that.
Socks
he's,
for Christmas.
He's not a huge personality. He's not the sexy name. He just got fired from the Browns. I understand all of that, but I stand on business.
Yeah, you do. Stand with your chest, bum.
New said, year, new bone. Said, bone.
You think Kevin Stefanski is a better coach than Mike Tomlin?
That's not what I said. That is not what I said at all.
He's really strongly. You said
that
you'd
is,
take him over Tomlin.
I did. I did.
Well, then you're saying he's a better coach. No. You want the lesser coach.
I want a different guy. I think both of... I want a different
guy. I love how you think Harbs and Tomlin are like
that. Same guy. Yeah.
How many hits have you done on Pittsburgh Radio?
You think
Radio?
Tomlin would hang out with the president before the season started?
Okay, well, we don't need to go down this.
Wow,
this
you're saying they're the same
road.
Guy. I'm saying I think Tomlin would relate
success,
to that locker room in a way
in terms
that Harbaugh
of lack
never
of playoff
did.
Success.
Now, you're, I mean,
oh, no. We're not getting into that. We're not.
What do you mean we're not getting into that?
You're twisting.
What time are we done today? Yeah. Five? We're doing a half hour on the phone.
Well, unfortunately,
I'm scared of Jesus out of everybody at Odyssey Corp.
I'm
going rogue.
We'd love to do that.
Political talk till Terps. And then I might call in during the Terps game. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Bo Smolka is joining us yet.
Oh, fortunately.
Unfortunately for this segment. Yeah. What did Bo Smolka think of?
What political party should the next head coach of the Baltimore Ravens be a part of?
Well, that's Bo's thoughts on John Harbaugh being fired and thoughts on the next coach and also the Eric DaCosta of it all. Bo joins us next.